Fred Film Radio, Turin Film Festival, Italy.
Andrea Cerbi, Fred Film Radio from the Torino Film Festival 36. I'm here with one of the members of the jury, Cole Needham. Good afternoon.
Hello.
you are here among the jury members, the most technical one.
Okay.
For those who don't know you, you are the founder and the dad of IMDb.
Yes, that's right.
Saved our lives many times. You know.
Oh, thank you.
Of every film journalist, film critic, and film buff, whatever.
Well,
your website was like a Bible back then.
Thank you. Well, maybe I saved my own life then as a film buff too.
Really? So actually, my first question is actually on this. How did you came up with this idea? And I was born, IMDb.
Yeah, sure. Well, so I'm a lifelong film fan. All my earliest memories are in cinemas. So as a teenager, I began to see so many films that I was losing track of which ones I'd seen and which ones I hadn't seen. So I basically began a paper diary to write down, you know, I saw this film. But because I'm also interested in technology, I thought, why am I bothering with my paper diary when I could create a database to track this? And so I used to, if I saw something on VHS tape, I would rewind the tape and I would type in the credits, just the main credits, not absolutely everything. And that's how it began. So it was the simple need of a film buff to remember which movies he has seen and which movies he has not seen.
The passage from a personal use to a public use.
Right. So, well, I got online really early. I got my first email address in 1985.
Oh, God.
So 33 years online before the web existed. Yeah. And I met some like-minded film fans, and one thing led to another, and I took my database software, and we launched the first version of IMDb on the 17th of October, 1990. Downloadable software, because there was no World Wide Web.
Oh, no, of course not,
So you would install it on your own computer and you would type commands in and it would tell you who directed the film or who was
and
in
how,
it.
How could you implement it back then? I mean,
So we coordinated out of a film discussion group. So it was just a group of people with a shared passion for film and for television. And we would each... I wrote the software. I also managed the list of actors. And then somebody else had actresses, and someone else had directors. And, you know, we'd only been available for maybe 2-3 weeks. And somebody mailed me and said, oh, I'm a big fan of writers. Have you thought of adding writers to the database?
Okay.
And so I gave that person the list of or writers of all the films I'd seen. And then people would then send him their writer's credits, and it grew from there. Somebody appeared from Switzerland and said, hey, I'm a big fan of composers. And so, you know, we started composers and then cinematographers and editors and producers.
Listen, when did you realize this was becoming a job and not just a hobby?
Okay, so we launched the website in 1993, but again, this was just on a university web server, so no commercial use of the internet, and we were adding different websites. We were adding websites in different countries around the world. 1995, one day I got home from work and my wife said, the New York Times have phoned and they want to do an interview with you about IMDb.
It must
kind
be
of like,
nice,
oh wow,
it?
Okay. So I I called up the reporter in New York, and you know, he said he was one of the film critics for the New York Times. Mm-hmm. And he said, you know, everybody, you know, in the New York Times was using IMDb and people in the industry, and so it was kind of like, oh, okay, this is good to know. And then at the same time, our traffic was growing and growing and growing as the web became like a mainstream thing, and so one thing led to another, and we took the decision to incorporate, and we didn't know whether it would work or not, because there were maybe 10 or so websites that were taking advertising, and we didn't know if that would be a good business model. So we took a leap of faith.
Yeah. A good one,
and luckily it worked out okay. We launched imdb.com in time for the Oscars in 1996. Mm-hmm. A couple of weeks later, I sold our first piece of advertising. I had never sold any advertising before. The people buying had never bought any before, so it was like, how much for a month? A month. And I came up with a number, and they said yes. And so once we started to sell advertising, I quit my regular job and became our first employee.
Yeah.
And then as the business grew, we would convert the volunteer team members around the world and shareholders into employees. So you know, we would get another check for advertising, and I would phone the next person up and say, hey, we can afford to pay you. Yeah. Quit your job. And they would join the team paid. And that went on for a few years until in December of 1997, I had an email from someone who worked at Amazon.com in Seattle. Yeah. And they said that they were going to be visiting the UK with Jeff Bezos, Amazon's founder and CEO, in January of 1998, and would like to meet to discuss a business idea. So we thought this was just another advertising deal, maybe. Yeah. But Jeff had bigger plans.
He always has, you know. It's not a small minding.
No, not at all. And so he explained how Amazon would be going from selling books to music, and then to video, VHS tapes and DVDs, and was looking for a site to partner with. And they thought of IMDb first. And we were very honored.
Of course, I imagine.
And Jeff was looking for a way that Amazon could build the world's best video store with the amazing IMDb data that we had, and it was such a it just seemed such a natural fit together that we found ourselves saying yes.
Why not?
You know, a few meetings, things like that. You know, I went to Seattle, and on the 24th of April 1998. IMDb was acquired by Amazon. We were their first ever acquisition. Mm-hmm. They acquired us on the same day as three other companies, so we all get to say we were first. And immediately, everybody who was not already on the team could join as a full-time employee, and you know, we were able to invest in the business, and we've been happily part of Amazon for the last 20 years. They kept me on to run it. We have one member of our team was from Italy. So it's a nice international team.
Listen, Cole, how does IMDb work now? You told us that I was born, how we grew, and how we developed into what it is now. How does it work now? How many people, and how do you implement the information you have.
Right, okay. Well, so we have 250 million people use IMDb every month. That's across the website, across our mobile apps. And then on top of that, we're also available throughout the rest of the kind of many other services that Amazon operate. So if you have a Fire TV, the information about the films comes from IMDb, yeah, and that kind of thing. So anybody that accesses IMDb, if they notice that something is missing, they can fill out a form on the website or within the app and send the information to our team. And we will process that information, and we will, if it's accurate, we will add it to the site.
Wow.
Across last year, 2017, yeah, more than 500,000 people sent us information, and that's from almost every country in the world. Mm-hmm. And that can be somebody who is a film or television fan, or it can be the producer or the writer, mm-hmm, or somebody involved in the film. And so it's it's a real honor for us to kind of coordinate all of the information about film and television across the world.
It's an honor for us to have you here, because as I told you, are like the light, the beacon.
Oh, thank you.
For us filmmakers and film critics and film buffs or whatever. So thank you very much to Cole Needham for having been with us in the Torino Film Festival as a jury member.
Yes.
Thank you very much. I'm Angelo Acerbi for Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.